Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is just a quick little episode that I put out every Wednesday, sharing my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I just think meal planning is really important. It saved me a lot of time and stress by having a meal plan put together using usually pretty much simply rotating the meals that I typically make and then adding in some new things here and there when I have time or when I feel like it. And it saves a lot of money with buying just the groceries that you actually will be cooking during the week. So that's why I share this. I also have a blog post for each week on my website at lolasfrugallife.com that has links to any recipes that I do mention on the podcast. So if you're looking for any of the specific recipes, you can go to the website and find links to any that I mention. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, November 26th. So I am actually trying a new recipe on Saturday, and it's called bacon and spinach pasta with parmesan, and that's from budgetbytes.com. That's budget bytes.com, and it's just basically like you cook up some bacon and then you cook up some pasta and you add spinach and whatever. I don't know the full recipe because I haven't made it before, but it's basically like one of those like one pot type dishes. That's going to be, you know, the bacon, the pasta, the spinach, and some type of broth. I think it's like chicken broth for like the broth of the recipe. So that's for Saturday. So for Sunday, I'm going to be doing chicken, sausage, peppers, and potatoes, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is one of my favorite easy recipes to make in my roaster oven. I have one of those roaster ovens that you like put on the counter and plug it in, an electric roaster oven. And I just throw everything in there and stir it around. It's like Italian sausage, olive oil, bone-in chicken, peppers, onions, and potatoes, and some seasonings. And you just mix it all up, and I just let it cook in the roaster oven until it's all cooked together. And it's a super easy, like, one roaster oven dish meal. So we will be doing that on Sunday. For Monday, it's our hamburger night. We do hamburgers every other Monday, so I don't really have a recipe to share for the hamburgers. I just basically take ground beef and make them into patties and cook them up on the stovetop now that it's winter. And then I'm also going to do a can of pork and beans on the side and some oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which are from allrecipes.com. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme, so this week we are doing Chipotle night, which is homemade chipotle. So I do like chipotle style type bowls. So I do chicken. I take chicken breast, cut it up into small little bits, toss it in a little olive oil and seasoned salt and chili powder, and I just broil that under the broiler until it gets a little bit crispy, and then I'll just serve that with some brown rice and some avocado and salsa and black beans and shredded cheese and sour cream and all that kind of stuff. And everybody can basically just make their own chipotle style bowls for dinner. For Wednesday, I am not cooking because we have a family birthday that we'll be celebrating. I think I mentioned a couple episodes ago, come October through the end of the year, we have a lot of birthdays in my family. And then with the holidays in between, we probably eat out or order in the most heavily during the year in this later part of the year after October. So we do have a family birthday in my household, so we will be ordering in dinner for Wednesday. So I don't have a meal to share for that night. For Thursday, we always do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese on Thursday because I go food shopping, so I try and keep it easy for the cooking time. So this Thursday, I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Split Pea Soup, which is from foodnetwork.com. That's like one of my favorite ways to make split pea soup. Not one of my favorite. It is my favorite way to make split pea soup. It comes out so good and it's so easy. And if you've ever made split pea soup, you know it takes forever for the split peas to cook. It's way quicker in the Instant Pot. And then I will most likely make grilled cheese to go on the side with that. Sometimes I get lazy and I don't make grilled cheese to go with the soup, but sometimes I do. So it just kind of depends on what I'm feeling like and if everybody else in my family wants to have the grilled cheese or not. So that's for Thursday. For Friday, I'm doing chicken pot pie casserole, which is from tornadoughalley.com, T-O-R-N-A dough, like D-O-U-G-H-A-L-L-I.com. And I made this a few weeks ago and it was really simple recipe to make like a chicken pot pie type dish. It's basically got like the soup and the vegetables and everything and the chicken in the bottom, and then you top it with biscuits, like buttermilk, like those flaky biscuits that come in a can, and then you just bake it in the oven. So really super easy, and everybody really liked this recipe, so we're going to be doing that again for this Friday. So that is it for this week's meal plan. As I mentioned, everything can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. There's links to all the recipes there, and there's a meal, a blog post for every single week if you're looking for any of the historical meal plans that I've posted out there. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.